same time as 7 after the hour. It's Monday. The first Monday of December is upon us. December the 5th, 2011. And I'm looking at something that I don't usually look at. Actually, I'm dressed, which is something that doesn't usually happen.
Yeah.
A good day. That's the first step.
That's how you know that things are different.
Yes, the other people around me are very happy that I am dressed. That's very true. Having a 10-hour flight. It's 10 hours and 10 minutes over here, and it's almost 12 hours going back over here. Where would here be? I am in the studios of the Jerusalem Post, having landed in Tel Aviv about 4 hours ago, and having made the trip over here, looking out at what is a changed Jerusalem from when I was here before. It's interesting, Richie, they have the Talkers Magazine. For those of you who don't know, Talkers Magazine is sort of the Bible of the talk radio industry. And I was on the cover with Michael Harrison the last time I was here interviewing Benjamin Netanyahu. And so they have that out in the lobby of the hotel. I mean, of the hotel. In the lobby of the radio studio. And since then, lots of things have changed here. Netanyahu was not in power then. He is now. And there may be some opportunity for me to talk to him during this week. But I think one of the reasons that I was, when I was invited, I wanted to come back over here is because I find this to be a fascinating country in all kinds of ways. The contrasts. It's a lesson in contrast. You've heard me talk a lot about how things are not as they seem. I think that's the case with all of us in our lives and all of us in the routines that we are involved in. Nothing is ever what it seems to be. And you hear all of the discussions about the Iranians and their threat to Israel and the Palestinians and all of these things. This is, by the way, this is called the Near Middle East. Israel and what's on the coast of the Mediterranean, Near Middle East. Then we have the Middle East, and then we have the Far East. And so being here there's a comfort, frankly, even though this place, people who are in a country, imagine yourself, if you can, and many of you who have maybe been here or lived in a situation or been in a war zone, if you can imagine what it's like to have sort of a threat all the time on you and your existence. I say this with frequency. How could you live? How could you survive? How could you feel good? How could you have anything that seemed normal in your life? Yet the Israelis are able to do that. And in fact, it's a great place to come and not only learn. I don't like to go on vacation. I don't take vacation. But if somebody invites me to come to a place like Israel, I will come because it's an opportunity for me to do something that's a little bit different and for me to observe and to talk about and to help you understand what's going on. In this case, what's going on in Israel is pretty much business as usual. And that's what's so amazing about these people. It's so amazing about this country because people don't, you know, do they get upset about what the threats are against them? Yeah. But they live their lives. The one thing that I observed, Richie, remember the last time I was here?
They've been able to build a defense system that the threats know that if they were to try anything, they could blow the bejesus out of them.
Right. You know, and that's what this, I was thinking.
They have such an incredible defense system that everybody knows if we try anything, it's lights out for us.
Well, that's what I was thinking on the plane coming over here. How it is that in this circumstance, the Iranians, they're going to develop some nuclear, maybe they've already developed some nuclear capacity to do stuff to raise Cain. But how do they, we all know that I'm a dinner jacket is out of his mind. But can they be so far removed from reality that they think they will survive doing that?
The guys in the halls here were so talking about this the other day. And finding it interesting that the Iranians have had two quote-unquote accidental explosions in nuclear situations over the past month. Yeah. They aren't saying what happened, but quietly people are thinking that the Israelis are taking shots at them and the Iranians don't want to admit it. And so that they're not admitting that anybody has attacked them, that it's been an accident.
And it's not likely they're going to admit that to me while I'm here either.
No, not at all.
The circumstances, no.
But wouldn't that be interesting?
Yeah, it would be. And I love, looking at the headlines in the in the Jerusalem Post. Whenever I travel anyplace, I always grab the local newspaper and try to get an, you know, sort of an impactful view of what is important to the people who are here. What are they talking about? What is their news about? There's a lot of concern here about the European Central Bank, European Union, the Eurozone, because so much trading is done. Israel is a very important trading partner with Europe. So you can imagine they're interested in that. The front page of the Jerusalem Post, Egypt's Islamists poised to take parliamentary majority, but official results again delayed. Is there concern about the Muslim Brotherhood here? I was talking to some people on the plane, and I think I may have been the only Goy on the plane, frankly, on the way over here. The LL is a wonderful airline, and I always enjoy riding on them. We were on a 777 from Newark, and there are different there's different reasons for people. Hanukkah is next week, isn't it? Hanukkah's next week? Yeah, Hanukkah's next week. So a lot of people coming over here for a visit. Here is a headline. Israel seeks new friends to counter Islamism. Looking for friends and allies further afield to counterbalance dramatic Islamic gains in the immediate neighborhood, i.e., Egypt and their parliamentary elections. I think we'll have somebody in here this week to talk about that. I'm going to be here all week long. As a matter of fact, through next Monday here in Israel, and I'm taking advantage of an opportunity that was presented to me to participate in a couple of different trips. There are a couple of different groups that are over here now, but I think I'll spend probably most of my time from Wednesday on with a group of actors who represent American television and movies who are interested in what's going on. There are lots of folks who come over here, and if they have connections to Israel, it becomes, again, I don't want to say fact-finding. It's a visit that brings people to a situation where eyes and ears maybe need to be opened. And by the way, it's not much different than a lot of other places. You can go to countries. I found that was when I went to China, how much different my impression of China was versus what you read about or what you hear about. And I think that's the thing that I encourage. The sad thing about Americans is there are so few of us. Only about a third of the country has a passport. So people don't travel. They don't come. Whether it's to Europe, where we feel most at home, because there are a lot of people, quote-unquote, like us, who are there. But I assure you that coming to Israel is would be a trip that would be worthwhile for anybody to take. And especially this time of year, frankly, because the Holy Land is the focus of activity, whether it's Hanukkah or whether it's our Christmas celebrations, ours, because they're two different religions, two different celebrations. And so as a result of that, there's a ton of tourism going on, and we're going to talk to the deputy director of, tourism in Israel in just a matter of moments here. The Good Day program, I'm in Israel, Jennifer's in California as usual, Richie's in Washington. It's 14 past the hour on Good Day.
Make sure your omega-3 is fat-soluble.
Omega-3s are all about DHA.
EPAs are an omega-3's best friend.
Confused by what to look for in an omega? Then try new ProNutrients Omega-3 from the makers of Centrum. Its triple-action mini-gel goes beyond heart health to also support your brain and eyes. ProNutrients Omega-3, one of the new line of supplements that works with your multivitamin. New ProNutrients from Centrum helps make nutrition possible.
What do we do before social media? Smoke signals? I mean, everybody's using it. Wouldn't it be great if you, small business owner, could get your best customers to share your message with all their friends? Now you can, with email marketing from Constant Contact. That's right, email. You send a Constant Contact email to your customers. It has a share button that lets them, well, share your message on social media. And suddenly, OMG, their friends become your next customers. This so beats smoke signals. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grown-Ups.
And a Merry Christmas to you, Mrs. Scrooge.
Humbug! Ah, humbug! Humbug, I tell you, humbug!
There have been dozens of Scrooges, but my favorite Christmas carol is a modest animated TV version from 1962.
Yuppie-dee, and they sing of Christmas. Ah, bah, humbug!
That That's Jim Backus and Mr. Magoo's Christmas Carol. Simple, colorful, and tuneful. It's the Scrooge of choice in my house. And that's not just humbug.
Humbug!
Now this. You know, the easiest way to watch movies is instantly, in your own home, with your digital cable remote. Many movies are available on Movies on Demand on cable weeks before you can rent them on DVD. Here's what's hot on Movies on Demand on cable this week. Things go very, very badly for Bradley Cooper and Zach Galifianakis in The Hangover Part 2. Emma Stone and Viola Davis fight racial prejudice in The Help. And Jason Momoa and Ron Perlman battle it out in Conan the Barbarian. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night an MOD night. That's Movies for Grown-Ups. I'm Bill Newcott.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopard, snow
Are you crab, sand or snow? Snow? Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
Actually, the essence of where the essence of radio, everything is national because Israel is about the size of the state of New Jersey. So there's one big radio station in New Jersey. It's New Jersey 101.5.
Right.
That covers the whole state pretty much. I mean, you get influence from New York and Philadelphia and there are other...
Well, when you think New Jersey stations. Radio, that's bang.
Right, that's what you think of. Okay. So here in Israel, there's one station for each of the formats. And so as I got into the cab to come from the Tel Aviv airport, Ben-Gurion airport, to the hotel, excuse me, here in Jerusalem, the guy turned it on. This is the first thing I heard. This song. That was kind of interesting.
Gotta love the Hollies.
Yeah, you do love the Hollies. Yeah, no question about the fact that we gotta love the Hollies. So, I want to spend some time now, if I may, with Oren Drori, who is the Director of Marketing and Tourism here in Israel. Oren, nice to have you here. You were listening to me talk about why people come over here. There are different reasons, different times of year. Is this a busy time of the year around the holidays?
It's very busy, and actually we had a very good year last year and this year. Tourism is really up in a very big boosting trend.
Americans, Europeans, people from all over the world. Where do most of the tourists come from?
One quarter are from the United States.
One quarter of the tourists come here. So how many in terms of volume? How many do you have?
We're talking about close to 700,000 North Americans that are coming to Israel.
Every year?
Every year.
700,000.
700,000, which is actually one of the biggest destinations for Americans. Long-distance destinations.
Right.
We're not talking only like vacations.
So we're talking about Toronto. Most of the jump-off spots are Toronto, Boston, New York, although Boston doesn't have a direct flight here. New York does, Philadelphia does.
People are doing connections also as well. People are coming from California, like over 100,000 are from California.
100,000 people from California.
Yeah, Florida and the rest of the states. And actually we are aiming and targeting, by the way, only one quarter out of those are Jewish.
All right, hold on a second. We're going to pause for a moment. I want to know about the makeup here. 21 after the hour on Good Day from Israel.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquids Extracted from a Broad Range of Flowers, Stems, Seeds, and Bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Now 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Monday the 5th of December, and Jennifer and Richie, feel free to engage as you always do, even though I'm 9,000 miles away from you, it still sounds like I'm with you. Isn't it great technology?
Yeah, no different for us.
Yeah,
I mean,
most it's been great.
I mean, I can't make my my iPad work for you know what, but other than that, it's I always like... Yeah, thank you, Jennifer. It's nice, and you feel more at home. And folks who are listening feel more at home, too. It sounds like, okay, he's somewhere else, so what?
Everything's normal.
Thank you. Thank you for your interest. Oren Drury is the director of tourism. 700,000 people a year come to Israel from America. Where do you draw much from Asia? Do you draw much from South America? I'm Europe, I'm sure you draw.
60% are out of Europe.
60% of Israel.
Mostly today, by the way, are Russians.
Are they?
Yeah. And
Russian Jews or Russian...
No. Russians, regular Russians, not necessarily Jews. I wanted also to say just before that the capacities of the Jewish traffic into Israel as a whole is about one quarter. By the way, more or less the same, slightly higher from the United States.
Really?
The rest of
there wasn't. I wasn't kidding. I wasn't being facetious. I was probably the only Christian that was on the plane.
It could be a matter of a specific flight, but there are flights also that sometimes we as Israelis feel we are the only Israelis.
Really?
It goes both ways.
Now, you know what? It's funny. Although the Hasidic Jews are obviously more identifiable, and for some reason most of the plane was filled, and I don't know because I left from Newark instead of JFK, but I know from Los Angeles, one of the winters that I've lived in Los Angeles recently, I lived in a neighborhood of Hasidic Jews, and it's just a whole different cultural thing, but I think they feel it's important to come here at least once in their life, don't they?
Yeah, not only they, by the way. One of our main messages to potential tourists is, visit Israel, you'll never be the same.
Yeah, I've been here, this is my fourth time, I've been here three times. And I say to everybody, people say, well, what is there about it? I think that it's almost indescribable, but when you go into where I was most impacted the first time I was here, was going into the walled city, going to the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, going down into the bowels of the church and just sitting on the steps. You cannot experience that unless you are completely numb to history. Even if you aren't a Christian, a Jew, a Muslim, whatever it is, you can't escape the history that's there. And that's what I have felt anyway.
I think, by the way, you've said it without noticing. Visiting to Israel is an experience, first of all and foremost. It's not a vacation. Yes, you can combine a vacation. You can also enjoy, you know, great beaches, any other types of
activities. Yeah, they're great beaches.
Great.
The hotel I stayed at the first year was on the beach.
On the beach into Tel Aviv area.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, correct. And not to mention the Dead Sea, the Red Sea, the Sea of Galilee.
I went into the Dead Sea and it didn't sink.
You didn't sink.
No.
Of course. Nobody can sink
in the Dead
Sea. You cannot.
And it was cold. It was a cold day, but I wanted to go in. Brrr. But that sort of stuff. But there's so much. Anybody who comes from any sort of religious connection, you find the things that are written. I mean, you hear, it is written. But it is written. And you can look at the Jordan River, for example, is like a little creek. It is really a river. It's just a little teensy. And the agriculture.
It's not the Mississippi, I can tell.
No, it's not the Mississippi. But the agriculture around it is so compelling. That's one of the things. Every inch of ground here is used, that there isn't a house on, is used for agriculture, right?
Correct. Almost.
Yeah. I'm going to try to find, I've asked my hosts here to find a dairy farm. I'm a dairy farmer, just to be a broadcaster. I want to go to one of the, I have not, any time I've been here, been to a dairy farm, an Israeli dairy farm.
You can find peculiar, it's not peculiar, but on one
hand, isn't because you don't want meat and dairy, it's not kosher. Right?
No, but we eat dairy separate and meat separate.
Yeah.
So we do eat both of them, not necessarily at the same time.
Right.
Dairy, by the way, products are extremely developed in Israel. Israel is actually known in its dairy products all over the world.
And beside all of the tourist stuff, people come here because there's industry, the computer, the high-tech world. I think this is outside of America. Isn't this like the second most, at least it was when I was here before, maybe that's changed a little bit.
They call it the second Silicon Valley. That's the name, the official, right. Almost the official
second
name.
Silicon Valley.
But I can tell you, you probably maybe read the book Israel, the Startup Nation, which actually says about, the types, the number of startups that are in Israel in the terms of high-tech in particular, actually the highest in the world compared to the size of the population.
Well, we're not business friendly in America anymore because there's too much government. Here, the government gets it and gets out of the way and lets people get started.
Yeah,
right?
We're trying to.
Yeah, right. But I think you see these things. People complain, well, why can't we do more of this? Because we're the people who got started. America was really on the forefront of a lot of this stuff. And now we've fallen back because there's so much government. People don't want to start businesses there. Come over here, you can start a business. It's not complicated because they want you. They want the business here.
Not only this, I think that youngsters in particular, the young generation, are into, innovation.
Yes.
And it's, in a lot of ways, it's in the blood of Israelis. In hell. Not all of them, but in hell.
Right.
And this is what makes, the need to improvise all the time, the need to create.
All right, in 30 seconds, if you had one place that you would advise Americans to go and they came over here, where would you tell them to go?
First of all, Jerusalem, without a doubt.
Right.
It's the crown jewel.
Yep.
Out of this, besides this, the Dead Sea.
Yeah, Dead Sea.
And then the Galilee area.
Go to Galilee.
And then we'll talk later about these specific activities that you can do in each.
All right, I'll give you a few more minutes in a moment. We have Oren Drori here from the Tourism Department in Israel. Half past the hour on Good Day.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hey, everybody. Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
now, also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start falling down.
Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
Why don't want
Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com
and iTunes.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
After the hour, 27 before the new hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. I'm broadcasting from the studios of the Jerusalem Post in Jerusalem. Good place for the Jerusalem Post to be, right? And you wouldn't expect it to be in Tel Aviv. And what's the big newspaper in Tel Aviv? Or in Drury's here from the tourism department, tourism ministry. What's the big newspaper in Tel Aviv?
It's Yediot. Yediot Achronot. It's the Hebrew newspaper.
What is it called?
Yediot. It's the biggest paper actually in the country.
It is.
Yeah. And it's not Tel Aviv, you know. It's situated in Tel Aviv, but it's an Israeli.
Yeah, it's an Israeli, like the U.S., like USA Today in Israel, right?
Let's make the.
Was I right about the radio stations? I was saying that a few minutes ago. They're pretty much all national stations, different music, but everybody in the country can hear the same.
They're national, but they're also local radio stations.
There are some local
stations. There are local stations as well, on top of the national ones.
Yeah. All right, so if you're just joining us, Oren and I were talking about why people come here, where they're coming from, and you said that you wanted to add a postscript to something as we were talking about where to go. We were chuckling about the Jordan River and how small it is. Also, everybody wants to go to the Dead Sea and jump in it. Yep, that's fine. You go to the walled city in Jerusalem, or you just stand on the hill in Jerusalem and look out over that history, because that's what it is. You look out over. I remember the last time I was here, a young fellow who was an American who'd come over here to work for a couple of years. And that happens a lot, too, doesn't it?
Yeah.
A lot of young American, young European, young Russian, they come from all over.
From all over the world.
The world. And sometimes they are sort of volunteers. They work in service, or they'll go into the army, that kind of stuff. And so this kid's name was David. I remember that. And he was from Philadelphia. I remember that. And he had this the whole story of the valley. And it was fascinating, again, because of all the major religions in the world starting there. Basically, that's they started there.
That's the place where it all began.
Yeah. And so you think about it, and it seems so tragic. I say this all the time. People may be tired of me saying this. There are plenty of examples, especially in the walled city, but in Jerusalem, where all of the religions get along fine. So why the heck can't that be the way it is, you know, in the rest of the... I was talking to a lady on the plane about that, and she rolled her eyeballs and, you know, said, "You naive Americans." But it's something to aspire. You don't like living under the...
On one end, it's a utopia, but on the other end, it's everybody's dream in this region. Mm-hmm. I can tell you this.
Yeah. All right. So to the person who's listening in America or around the world at DougStephan.com, and they are worried about coming over here because they think there may be some kind of a problem, what do you say to those people?
Listen, the story of our life in Israel is the misconceptions about Israel, and you've stated it before. The beauty of Israel is that it's so small, and but on the other end, it's so diverse, and as you said, literally every step you take, you step upon a piece of history.
Yeah.
Now, after being here once, or just asking maybe a colleague, a family member, or someone from a community that you've known that has been to Israel, and he will tell you that usually those conceptions about Israel change 180 degrees
when you come here.
When you come here, after you're coming and after you're going back. Yeah. And usually you're becoming an extreme advocate about going into Israel. And I'm talking about the safety issue, which is a non-issue at all.
Yeah.
Actually, our kids are walking alone much freer than in most American
But there are. Later on this week, we're going to talk to a mother of a child who was abducted. But they were Israeli kids that were abducted by terrorists, and that situation wasn't good. But in terms of safety, if you're a foreigner coming here, it's not the same as if you
even for Israelis, because I'm telling you, it may maybe there were a few occasions that you can still count on one hand. But it's nothing to compare to the issues that deal with crime in most Western big cities around the world, actually.
Right.
Modern cities, at least. Second is the issue of the modernization. Some people still think that we're riding camels.
Yes,
there are camels here.
Yeah, there are, but they're very
in
very
the desert,
city.
But we are driving regular cars.
Right.
And the third issue is...
And by the way, if I may interrupt you for a second.
Yeah, sure.
If you look at the cars, this is the drama of me seeing this first time I was over here. Richie, you remember me talking about this.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw it this morning when I was driving the cab. Some of the drivers over here are crazy. And they just want to, they just push you out of the way. They will, and I was, one woman was driving. I felt like the cab I was in, there was a guy on my left and a guy on the right, and they just kept pushing and pushing as the road got narrower. I don't know who was going to, and I just sort of laughed because I'm used to it. Because if you look at a lot of the cars over here, are pretty banged up.
They're playing the chicken game.
Yeah, that's what they do. Yeah,
I'm kind of joking, but of course we have also a little bit of the Oriental environment.
Yeah.
But basically it's getting better as well. And also the main thing is also the diversity of the people. Mm-hmm. And by this also I mean the knowledge of the languages. And so people who are coming here can feel at home because almost everyone speaks English to some extent.
Well, the European or the white Jewish population versus those are the settlers versus the natives. Which are darker skinned, have a different... There's the influx of people into Israel after Israel was formed, and their families. You think you're looking at Europeans, and you are, in essence, the ancestors.
But
Europeans.
You know, the Jewish people came from all over the world. They're also black Jewish from Ethiopia, on one end. And, of course, the people that came from Europe, but also from the Arab countries around us, especially in the 50s, after the establishment of the State of Israel.
Right. Yeah. Bottom line... This is a fantastic place to come, and I'm not saying that because somebody's twisting my arm. The reason I'm here again is because I think there's so much value to coming here, and it's maybe a personal thing with me because we all like to come back to things and places we enjoy. I grew up in a very New England-y congregational Protestant church environment, and what we learned about, or what we thought we knew about for the Nativity, for example. When I got in the cab and went to Bethlehem the last time I was here, I mean, you just think of what you thought it was versus when you look at it what it is, and again, it just changes.
It's the Bible comes to life.
Yeah, it really does.
It truly is.
Yeah.
Well, I think everyone has a spot in Israel that can relate. He or she can relate to. That's the beauty of it. You don't have to be really religious,
But yeah, I'm not religious at all.
They can appreciate history.
I don't like religions, in fact. I'm very upfront about it.
History and culture.
Yeah. Terrific history. Just amazing things that you can experience here. Thank you for visiting with us.
You're welcome.
Nice
Thank
to have you.
You
here. Thanks.
My pleasure.
Lauren Drury is the Director of Tourism Marketing in the Ministry there. In a moment, we meet Richard Kincaid, who is our Christmas Star of the Day here on Good Day.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. While she sleeps. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I drink Emergen-C to support my immune system whenever I go snowboarding.
Why, I'll bet all those B and C vitamins allowed you to combine a McTwist fakie with a 720 flip. Catch a hottie who fell from the chairlift, then rush to save a St. Bernard from the crushing wave of an avalanche. Am I lying?
I did snowboard all day long. And scored a few phone numbers.
Now we're talking. Emergen-C, the fizzy, fruity drink mixed with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and energizing B vitamins to help you accomplish more. Get a free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
Last year, everybody wanted a smartphone. This year, give them the smarter way to print from it. The new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers designed to make printing from any mobile device easy and affordable. Print photos, documents, presentations, maps, you name it, right from your phone, laptop, or tablet from any place in the world. And here's the really smart part. Only Kodak gives you the lowest total ink replacement cost, so you're also giving the gift that keeps saving folks money year after year. Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers, saving money, never looks so smart. Find them at your local retailer or go to Kodak.com to check out the complete line right now.
Most elves are born to make toys, cobble shoes, or dance on ElfYourself.com. But OfficeMax found the world's only advertising pitch elf.
Want the hottest electronics for your family? Bam! Gifts for less than OfficeMax. Like the Toshiba Satellite Laptop with 4 gigs of memory and a Pentium processor for only $379.99. Save $120 instantly. Knowledgeable staff standing by. Stop in now!
Gifts for less at OfficeMax.
No delay. Prices good through 12/10.
This is Peter Schiff with a Peter Schiff Minute. Well, the official unemployment rate has dropped to 8.6%, but I wouldn't get too excited, even though this is the lowest number in about 3 years. The real rate of unemployment is still better than 15% when you throw in all the people who want full-time jobs but can't find them or are disgruntled. In fact, the labor force shrank, which means a lot of the people who are no longer unemployed are no longer looking for jobs because they're not even part of the labor force. And of course, the problem is we created a lot of service sector jobs. We lost more manufacturing jobs. That means bigger trade deficits, a weaker economy, and a weaker dollar. And speaking about payrolls, the Senate had a chance today to extend the payroll tax reduction in an honest way by paying for it, by actually freezing federal workers' salaries. That was rejected. It looks like if we're going to get the extension, it's going to be by increasing the deficit and creating more problems for the economy and jobs. Get more on ShiftRadio.com.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
I present to you Richard Kincaid, one of the most added Christmas songs of this new season, called Magic Holiday.
Cider warming, cinnamon mornings, it's a magic holiday. Schoolboys laughing as apples are tapping. It's a magic holiday, and Grace is colorblind as she awakes.
All right, this is a great story, Jennifer.
Almost one
You're going to love this. Richard Kincaid was a businessman and, as a matter of fact, the CEO of the largest publicly traded real estate company in the country. But he decided it wasn't fulfilling, and he decided to return to his first love, which is music. He came from Ellenwood, Kansas, which is a town of 2,000 people. He is like I am, in a sense. I was talking about some of the church music earlier. Mr. Kincaid, welcome to Good Day.
And
just
you.
So you know, my references, I'm in Jerusalem in Israel doing my program this week, so you're hearing me over here. It sounds like I'm there, but you know, that's the brilliance of technology. And I was talking with somebody here about my own church background, and I loved it really from the first moment I was in a little junior choir to being in choir. And you apparently have had the same kinds of experiences in college, and that's kind of a cool thing. So you studied voice and music when you were in college, is that right?
Yeah, I did, and I did a lot of musical theater.
So how the heck did you get into the real estate business?
Yeah, I have a rather strange background. When I was studying music, I also was studying finance. I almost had like a minor in music, and I ended up getting my MBA at the University of Texas, and then I got hired at a bank, and then I was working at a bank, and literally went, and I got hired by a big real estate entrepreneur, a guy named Sam Zell, who's really one
sure
of
everybody knows him.
So I worked for him.
Chicago.
For like
Sam Zell has spent a lot of his money involved in the radio business.
Exactly.
God love him. Yeah.
So then I started to work for him, which was crazy because he's like such a
he's
entrepreneur.
Crazy. Yeah, he's a crazy guy. Not in a bad way. He just push, drive. Yeah, I understand.
So I was doing in his sort of like an in-house banker for him, and I was the chief financial officer, and then I was chief operating officer, then I was chief executive officer for Equity Office Properties, which was the largest office company in the world at one time.
Yeah.
So
he'd be a good guy to know.
Depending on
what people wanted to pursue. So you have written any of these songs, or are these songs that are written for you, or songs that you find like Magic Holiday? Where'd that come from?
Magic Holiday was written by David Taylor, who's been my producer and vocal coach and amazingly talented guy. He's the pianist in the background. And, you know, we were just, you know, someone was saying, hey, you should do a Christmas song. We were like, well, all right. But we wanted to do a new song that sounded like an old song. So we kind of were looking for that Vince Guaraldi trio. And so David goes, oh, yeah, I've did a song in 2003. I wrote it. And so he played it for me, and I was like, that's cool.
Yeah.
The sound, you know, was different. David, we've done a lot of his songs.
All right, so you have a new album on the way next year called Mosaic, and you have some Elton John music, some other things that are in there. And what I'll do is invite you to come back again when that's ready to go. What I do in terms of time, what I do want people to hear is your version of Angels. Richie,
great.
Will you play a little bit of this? I'd like to have... This is part of this Christmas CD that you've done. Online, it's richardkincaidmusic.com. K-I-N-C-A-I-D. richardkincaidmusic.com. This is Angels.
I sit and wait. Does an angel contemplate my
how, Mr. Kincaid, how old are you?
I just turned 50.
All right. Did you have a voice of a younger man? People probably tell you that, right?
Yeah, they do. I just wish the rest of me was a little younger.
I've got you beat, so you be happy where you are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Just crank this up, Richie, a little bit. Yeah,
salvation lets their wings unfold. And when I'm lying in my bed.
So what does Zell think of your music? And are you still working for Zell, or are you on the music world, on the music treadmill all the time?
Well, I do. I'm doing music, and I also started a foundation after we sold the company. So a lot of what I do is philanthropic.
Yeah, the Because Foundation.
Yeah, Foundation. But I stay in touch with Sam. It was funny. He and I were in China one time, and, you know, they make you do karaoke. So yeah. I was belting out some karaoke, and he kind of looked at me and went, what?
Who is this guy? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I want you to, this is, you can download this music, RichardKincaidMusic.com. But I do want you to come back next year when you have that new album. I want to talk more about the Because Foundation, because it looks like you're doing some great work. Thank you for joining us and helping us with this great music.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Fascinating myself with what I do and don't know, technologically speaking, Richie.
You're having a whole conversation with yourself about it, in fact.
Yeah, yeah.
So I want to know, how do I do... Oh, I see how it works. Okay, never mind. Right. And so tell me how I do this. Well, wait a minute. No, I got it.
Yeah, don't be a jerkleburger, will you, please? Richie's in the...
You just spent 2 minutes talking to me, and I never had to respond to you. It was fantastic.
It's a learning experience.
Yes.
I'm trying to figure out more ways to use my iPad.
That's right. Now. I'm proud of you.
Right. 54 past the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program. Can you guess how many million subscribers, Netflix is going to add in order to stay alive? They've done themselves, they sort of shot themselves in the foot.
Because they lost so many. How many do they need to add?
Yeah. How many do they need to add to stay alive? Alex Goldfein has done the math, and he will reveal the impossible dream for you next year on Good Day.
Most elves are born to make toys, cobble shoes, or dance on elfyourself.com. But Office Max found the world's only advertising pitch elf.
Want the hottest electronics for your family? Bam! Gifts for less than Office Max. Like the Toshiba satellite laptop with 4 gigs of memory and a Pentium processor for only $379.99. Save $120 instantly. Knowledgeable staff standing by. Stop in now!
Gifts for less at Office Max.
Don't delay. Price is good from 12:10.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
So, how are you shopping this holiday season? Did you put yourself through the in-store Black Friday madness? I did that once, and it was quite possibly the single worst experience of my life. Now, research firm Comscore says that more people than ever will shop online this year. In fact, the company predicts that online sales will increase 15% to $37.6 billion. In the first 20 days of November alone, we've spent nearly $10 billion online, according to the New York Times, Forrester Research says that regular old retail stores expect to see only a 2.8% increase this year. Last year, that number was nearly double. The Wall Street Journal wrote over the weekend that so many stores are offering free shipping this year. ComScore says that's critical because 40% of shoppers say they'll abandon a purchase without that free shipping. Happy shopping, and don't forget to get lots of gifts for the most important person on your list, you. I'm Alex Goldfein.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, the holidays can really be stressful.
Especially when you get the credit card bill.
Well, not at Rent-A-Center, because you don't need a credit card.
Get the brands you want and the flexible payments you need.
With no long-term commitments.
It's like taking a holiday from holiday bills.
Have a worry-free holiday at Rent-A-Center. Right now, get a special price on 60-inch LG HD TVs with delivery and setup included. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Thanks to Alex Goldfein for giving me information that we weren't expecting. Very cool. Hey, listen, that's life down on the farm.
Gotta love surprises.
I love surprises. It's Christmas time, right? National Retail Federation finds that 25 to 40% of all annual sales are made between now and Christmas. So we have Kendra Johansson with more on how small business can help keep those registers ringing this holiday season.
Holiday profits can be essential to keeping your business afloat next year. Small business expert and columnist Steve Strauss says that making more holiday dollars is possible as long as you are strategic with your time.
During the holiday crunch, your focus should be all about selling. Prioritizing your time and getting help enables you to promote products and provide great customer service.
According to Strauss, today there are easy and affordable tools to help small businesses with the many demands on their plate.
As one example, for small businesses who hire seasonal employees, managing an expanded payroll can become a time-consuming distraction from sales. Bank of America small business customers have access to Intuit full-service payroll to simplify paychecks and payroll taxes and ensure that workers are paid accurately and on time.
For more, go to bankofamerica.com/smallbusiness. That's Business Sense from Bank of America.
It's that time of year when children everywhere are busy writing their lists and moms and dads are checking them twice. But how many of those wish lists include books? Kate Brooks has more about how you can mix some reading and writing in your family's holiday.
With the holidays come lots of family time and the chance to do fun and memorable holiday-themed reading and writing activities with your children. Megan Reed with Knowledge Universe says these moments inspire kids' creativity and are a great way to build language skills while keeping their brains active during time off from school.
There are many simple ways to incorporate reading and writing into your family's holiday activities. Your child can help write shopping lists, greeting cards, and those all-important thank you notes, or create a family art book together. Have your child draw holiday memories and talk about what the pictures mean. Then have her write a story to go along with it.
Reed says writing the stories also helps spark a passion for reading. Children love to share aloud what they've written.
Include a book or two on your child's gift list. This provides many opportunities to enjoy reading time together over the holidays.
For more ideas on fun reading and writing activities to enjoy with your kids, go to kueducation.com/US. That's lifestyle.